It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
24 degrees right now, but this will be the last cold morning we have to deal with for a while.
This is it.
Yeah, we will be up into the low 40s by the end of the day.
Come on.
Tomorrow, high of 47. High of 42 Thursday. 53 Friday. 69 Saturday.
Damn, call it 70.
Okay, we'll call it, sure, whatever you want to do. But the low will not be below freezing, it looks like, for the foreseeable future. We may have gotten through this.
We're through. All right, good.
Well, like the worst winter that we've had in a long time. I mean, it's still going to be below freezing at points. Let's not fall for fake spring.
As long as we don't go back to, like, you could die if you go outside.
Well, shut up. It wasn't.
We had minus 25.
Arr, it was minus 25 wind chill, not minus 25.
It's the same thing on your skin.
It's just, no, it's not, actually.
Yeah, it is,
it's
actually.
It feels like it, actually.
All
right, let's start thinking of warmer days. Outside activities.
What are we going to do?
Well, June 17th, a major event is rolling into the greater Rochester area.
Big concert?
It's not a concert, but it's concert-like for these people. We told you a couple of weeks ago, the Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, yeah.
The TV show.
Yep, PBS show that is beloved by people from ages 8 to 108.
Yeah.
Will be in Mumford, New York on June 17th. And it's funny because when they announced it, they didn't say where it would be. The only thing in Mumford, New York is the Genesee Country Village Museum.
Is that in Mumford?
Yes.
Okay.
It will be at the Genesee Country Village
makes
Museum.
Sense. That
because
makes sense.
Of course it's going to be there. Where else would it be? So they'll
be filming.
They will be. So for those who have not seen this show, the Antiques Roadshow is on PBS. It's been on PBS for decades. And the idea of the show is they get together like 50 to 100 of the best antique dealers, people who know the history of things. Every kind of background, whether it's American history, industrial,
historians,
sports, all of these things. And you bring...
They're like appraisers.
You bring your antiques and they tell you what they are, where they came from. They give you a history of it and then they tell you how much they're worth.
When that's the big payoff, right?
Exactly. And it is riveting television.
Yeah.
I love watching.
I've never seen it.
You've never watched Antiques Roadshow?
No. You've never even caught like a clip of it?
I mean,
I've
never sat down and watched it. Maybe I've seen like a piece of it.
Yeah.
It's appointment watching in my home.
Yeah.
I will not miss it because my favorite part of that show is when you have like these smug old dicks. Where, like, their great-grandfather.
I'm about to get rich.
Yeah. My great-grandfather passed down, it's a statue. It turns out, like, it's a whiskey bottle, right? Like, the whole time. And, like,
pointless, yeah.
And they have, like, they have these sound effects where they'll do ones from the past and then tell you if the thing's gone up or down in value. And if it goes up, it goes, di-di-di-ling. And if it goes down, it goes, wah, wah, wah. And, like, I live for
the wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. Like, I'll cheer in my bed while I'm watching with my wife.
The humiliation.
Wah, wah, wah. So,
yeah.
With all that being said, the only way to get in to the Antiques Roadshow event taping and bring things to get appraised is to win a ticket in a lottery.
Now
you can enter the lottery. It's totally free, but the website, I think you have to be in like relatively soon. So if you want to be a part of this, could you Google the website?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you got to tell them what you're bringing.
No. So all right, we'll get to that. The reason I'm bringing all of this up is yesterday my wife realizes, because we love this show, that we have not entered the lottery to get into the Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, like you want to bring some in.
Well, here's the thing. I hadn't thought about that, but my wife has decided we're all in. So yesterday she gets all excited and she's like, I'm going to put it for the lottery. And she gets on the website and she puts me and herself in for this lottery. So now we're waiting to see if we get to go.
So, and have you picked out what you want to bring?
Well, here's the thing.
Because you need something old.
And that's just it. She entered the lottery. And if you are if you're picked, you get to bring two things to be appraised each. If you are picked, you have to bring these two things. She didn't think about what we would bring before she entered the lottery.
Oh, you can't just go to, like, see it.
I don't.
You got to bring something.
You're allowed to bring something. I don't know.
I gotcha.
But my wife, after she entered, realizing she didn't have anything, started scouring the house for things that might be valuable.
Something you forgot about?
Why don't you bring your teeth?
Why would I bring my teeth?
Because they look antique. They have a George Washington vibe to them.
Mm-hmm.
Antique dental work.
So, Kimmy,
she's
running through the house, like, with things in her hands.
I'm surprised she didn't take some of your stuff.
Okay, so.
Yeah, but it's all just sports crap.
But that's the stuff that sometimes can be worth something.
I thought it has to be, like, antique.
No,
antique.
No, I mean,
not,
like they have, like, old baseball cards. Like, they have, like, a wide range of items that they appraise.
Kimmy, man who's never seen the show is going to tell us
how it's called Antique Roadshow, I don't want to see some plastic crap.
I have one thing.
I want to see, like, old-timey stuff.
I have one.
Give me some tarnished metals.
Well, you know, I want to see like something that was like carved, like craftsmansship, not something we had spit out of a machine.
I have one thing that I am going to bring that I think might have some value, like unique value. It's a frame I got on Facebook Marketplace a couple of years ago. It's somebody had a scrapbook signed by like the 1955 Rochester Royals basketball.
Oh, there you go. That's
so cool. There's like eight pictures from the program, and then it's what called there. It's just signatures on pieces of paper.
But
cut
you can't tell who they are
in the frame. No, I know exactly who all of them are. One of them's Otto Graham, the Cleveland Browns quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool. Really unique. I've never seen anything like this before. It's got to be 70 years old. So I know it's super rare.
Okay.
So I don't know what it's worth. So if we win this lottery,
can't be worth much though.
This stuff doesn't exist.
Yeah, but I mean,
I'm telling you, man. You know I know my stuff. I've never seen anything like this before.
All right.
That being said, that's the only thing that even has relative like antique value in our house. But my wife is now like grabbing things that look metal and could be old, and like she wants, and it's going to be very embarrassing if we end up winning this lottery. 252 to WCMF. Does everyone think they have something antique-y value in their house?
Well, my wife does.
But you throw everything away.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Right?
Like your life. Your hopes, everything. Your dreams.
Yes, all of it's gone.
Any attempt at being a decent human being. Like, do you know what your wife would grab first? Is there one off the top of your head that you think?
Yeah, she's got some stuff handed down from, like, the people that came over here from Europe.
Okay.
Like, stuff like that, dishes and things of that nature. That
Wow, dishes, huh?
Yeah, it's like dishes.
You're going to come at me? You're going to come at me about my thing, and you're going to bring dishes into the equation?
Well, I was going to bring my teeth, but I floss.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Do you and your husband have anything in the house that you would bring to Antiques Roadshow?
We don't, but like our family members, like nothing's really been passed down to us just yet. But I'm thinking like, but even the stuff that like when my dad's mom passed away, my grandma on my dad's side, they thought like she was going to have a ton of jewelry worth a lot of money because my grandpa always bought her jewelry for birthdays and stuff. But it turns out, like, she also loved to wear a lot of... She was very paranoid of it being stolen.
Gotcha.
So she had a lot of it was costume jewelry.
Ooh. But there's like, got to be some good stuff in there.
Yeah, but it definitely Grandpa was not... Chintz. No, she would buy that stuff to wear instead of the other stuff, but because it looked like so much altogether, they thought they had a lot there, but it turns out, like, half of it wasn't even real metals or jewelry.
And like I do wonder like the risk that people are willing to take when they go down there, because like if you have something that you believe is a family heirloom, right, like on one hand you could find out it's worth a lot of money.
Okay.
On the other hand, maybe, I mean, it may not be worth a lot of money, but it is what your parents said, and maybe it has sentimental value. You also run the risk of finding out that you three generations of your family lied to you about something.
Oh, it's like when my aunt died.
Exactly.
It was all junk.
Yes.
Right.
And I bet you that story is more common than actually
I would think
finding something that's unique.
Yes.
Right? So like, do you want to go and potentially find out that you've been holding on to this garbage because your great-grandfather wanted to impress somebody?
Oh. Yeah, it could be.
It would change how you look at your family because, one, it would make your great-grandfather look like a total liar.
And two, they all were.
And it makes everybody else on the way down look like a massive rube because you just took your, you know, father-grandfather's word for, this is super valuable.
I'm guessing 90% of that stuff, the story you were told, is just crap because, you know, they were huge liars because nobody was around to, like, deny it.
They were huge liars because nobody was around to, like, deny
it. Yeah, because, like, so my brother has my grandfather's pocket watch.
Okay.
You know? And, you know, the story was, you know, he spent like 2 months' salary on, you know, it's all that crap.
Sure.
It's probably a goddamn Timex. You know what I mean? And it doesn't work anymore.
No, but you're the worst person to go to these things
with.
You
probably have the most valuable stuff.
That's not even what I'm talking about. 252 WCMF again. We're talking about Antiques Roadshow. June 17th in Rochester, well, Mumford, at the Genesee Country Village Museum. If you want to go, you have to win a lottery. And if you win this lottery ticket, by the way, people from all over the Northeast enter this lottery.
Yeah.
So you're going to be competing more than just local.
They are doing another one in Syracuse, so that may take away some of the hype.
Or
in the area.
Everyone's going to enter both.
Yeah, it could be. By the way, you have. You can enter through April 6th.
All right, so you got 3 days.
Yeah.
So you better get on it if
get
you want
on
to
it.
Do this thing.
No, April 6th.
April 6th, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. You got a month, 3 days, so you better get on it if you want to do this thing. No, like you're the type of dick who, if people were to bring something, the entire time you'd be telling them it sucks, not worth anything.
Because my whole family, they're all collectors. Both of my brothers, even my busted-ass sister would like collect crap and decorate her house with it. And it just looked terrible.
I don't get why you hate people collecting
things. I like clean, neat, or I don't care about your history.
Yeah, like American Psycho.
I'm kind of in between, though, because I appreciate a good collection of something, but there are people that just take everything to take it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, with no rhyme or reason, like, they just think, I'm going to take this just to have it, not because I actually enjoy it or appreciate it.
That's my family.
I get having a collection and, like, knowing what you're doing, but, like, I know a lot of people that just take things, and that's called a hoarder.
So if you think you have something extremely unique,
yes,
there is another way to get into this event on June 17th.
What do I do?
So they have what's called producer's picks, where you can submit a picture and a description of what you have if you think it's really unique.
Yeah, I guessed it.
You got it. And they will give you a scheduled time to show up on
So this. You could be like a headliner.
You got it. And, yeah, so, I would assume that gets you on camera, because there will be thousands of people that show up that don't make it on camera thing, right? Like, somebody will take a quick look at it, tell you what it is.
Sucks.
You know, like, there'll be several levels you'll have to get through before you get to the camera if you just show up with your own
thing. So do they kind of tease them a little bit? Like, this is interesting. And they go, that sucks.
Well,
that would be funny. Like, you watch their hopes get dashed.
Yeah.
Everyone that I've seen, it's either a super unique item or the story is so crazy. Right? It makes for entertainment. Yeah, they're not dicks on purpose. I mean, it's PBS, man. Right, how dicky can someone be in a tweed jacket?
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
That's why I never really grew in popularity.
Yeah. Everybody loves this show.
No, I'm just saying PBS in general.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, Antiques Roadshow, Nova. Like,
Shows that everybody grew up with.
Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Do I need to keep going?
Where was he?
It's a woman.
Oh. Where was she?
I'm not telling you no.
She's alive, right?
The one thing that sucks about this event at the Genesee Country Village Museum, it's on a Wednesday.
Ew.
Oh.
So, like, you're going to
It's going to be all senior citizens, man.
What? No, people are taking off work.
Really?
If you get the ticket. If you got a ticket.
There's no young people doing this.
There's a ton of young people.
Really?
Yes. I mean, bro,
sad. This is something like retirees do. They can come waddling down with all your crap.
No, but I would argue that the younger people are the ones most likely to go because they have this mystery stuff handed down to them.
Yeah,
right.
They're further removed from it, so they know less about it.
I wish my older family was still around to go down with their crap and get shot down, because they all thought they had stuff that was you just knew it was garbage, but they all lied about it. But just to see them smugly get shot down would be worth it.
Why are you such a bad person?
Why is that bad?
Why are you
rooting against them?
And by the way, these are people who you thought you were getting money from.
How'd that work out? Squat-ola.
Yeah, that's what you get for being a dick, having this attitude. I mean, part of me wants to win this thing just to go look at what other people have while I'm, like, standing in line.
So do you have to have a lottery ticket just to go watch?
Yeah, I think so.
That's
how popular this thing is. I mean, like I said, there are going to be thousands of people that descend on the Genesee Country Village Museum on Wednesday, June 17th.
Man, all those people carrying all that crap in.
Boy, yeah. Why are you such a dick? Like, you're going to go see, like, one of one things when you go. And think about how old this community is. Like, I would argue this is going to be one of their better episodes.
Because how old this area is.
You got it.
Yeah.
I mean, think of the manufacturing, the military history, the industrial history, the history of our country. Frederick Douglass, you know? I mean, I could go on.
Okay.
But I'll take a phone call, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Hey, Pat, how you doing today?
Good. What do you got for us?
Listen, last week they had the Antiques Roadshow on out of Boston. And this older lady found this old cigar box in her grandpa's attic. And you're going to love this. She found tons of old baseball cards.
Oh,
damn.
Unbelievable. And he, of course, he's gone, and they brought him out, and he didn't have just one of Joe DiMaggio. He had four.
Oh.
How much?
Well, he also had Babe Ruth.
He's not touching that.
He also had, what was it?
How much she get? Well, how much is it worth?
$150,000.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, buddy boy. Thank you, Jolton Joe.
Damn.
But that's what I mean, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kathy.
I just had to tell you that because I was like, you know what? If we'd all known, we would have just chewed the bubble gum and saved the cards.
Well, but here's the problem, Kathy. Had everyone saved the cards, they wouldn't be worth $150,000. That's why they're valuable.
Yeah, true. And you know, she had Jackie Robinson. You would just have flipped out. Hopefully you can maybe look up that.
I'm going to go look at it, Kathy. Thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
Okay. You guys have a good day.
There goes Kathy. Thank you, Kathy.
Stuck in line behind Kathy.
What a sweet woman. You're a bad person.
Adorable.
You're a bad person.
A nice lady.
We play classic rock, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
The greatest music ever recorded. And there was a time.
There was a classic rock time.
Where the thought of any artists that we play on CMF selling out, doing commercials, was insane.
You don't do that.
Yeah, that's well past.
Yeah.
Now we're at the point where we have to judge if the commercials they're doing and the endorsements they have are even in line with what they have come up being.
Okay.
And even that now. It's getting dicey.
Oh my God.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you want to talk about unique career arcs in rock and roll.
Who we got?
I think you can argue Sammy Hagar has one of the most unique. Come on, you know you want to. Kicker 55! By the way, fun fact, that song written about an incident just east of us. Pulled over speeding in New York.
He did?
Yes, that's a true story.
Was that when he was a garbage man?
No, it was after he got back from a tour in Europe.
Oh.
Anyway, Sammy Hagar, massive solo success.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then he joins Van Halen after David Lee Roth leaves.
Had to straighten him out.
You got it. Massive friction with Eddie Van Halen.
Right.
Leaves. Makes up with Eddie Van Halen. Massive friction again. Leaves. Makes up again with Eddie Van Halen. Then, in the midst of all of that, he starts arguably the most successful tequila brand in American history.
And he kind of put Cabo like on the map, right? For like a tourist destination. Almost like what Buffett did for Key West.
Absolutely. And I think you could argue that he led the resurgence of tequila in America.
Sure.
Sammy Hagar has had one hell of a run as far as making money. The guy knows how to make money.
Yeah.
And he's at it again.
What's he doing now?
Sammy Hagar.
Tell me he's doing pork products.
Is releasing a line called Red Rocker Essentials, a premium nutritional supplement.
Okay. I don't think of nutrition when I think of Sammy Hagar.
Well, that's stupid because Hagar, who is now 78 years old, said he has long taken a multivitamin and amino acid supplement for endurance while touring and performing. Quote, I need strength and flexibility to do a two-hour show at my age, and I want to do this the rest of my life or as long as I can anyway, but I never knew what I was doing. I was just doing it blindly. Now, you don't have to. Thanks to Red Rocker Essentials, men's and women's multivitamins.
So it's just a vitamin pill.
It's a vitamin pill.
Now look at this guy.
For $39.99, you
can, one jar.
You can get 30 servings of his natural mixed berry flavor Red Rocker Energy Support.
So it's like Chalk's Chewables for adults?
Essentially, yes.
Or that's Flintstone Chewables?
Which is interesting because at this point, he kind of looks like a Flintstone.
He does. Uh-huh. He looks like Barney Rubble.
So it's not even like his product.
Of course.
He's just endorsing it.
Yeah, they put his face and name.
Can you take it with tequila?
I wouldn't.
Why not? He probably does.
I bet you that guy doesn't even drink anymore.
Oh, maybe not.
Right? But no, it's through Nature's Lab, and again,
if it's Nature's Lab, that's the number one lab.
Walmart has it, Amazon has it, and his site, right. Red Rocker Essential has it. I'm going to ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Is this the saddest rock and roll celebrity endorsement of all time?
No. There has to be.
Well, it's not a pecker pill, so I think when you start getting into like
the aging type of...
Yeah,
is the aging type.
No, but like when Jimmy Johnson... He didn't even sell you an erection pill. He was just saying, this will make your penis longer.
Okay.
That was pretty sad.
Two things. Jimmy Johnson, not a rock and roller.
He's a celebrity.
We're talking strict musicians here.
Oh, okay.
I want musicians. Okay. And two, I would argue that a rock and roll star endorsing a pecker pill actually fits more in line with their lifestyle than this does.
But, I mean, none of this stuff works.
Viagra works.
Was that?
Viagra. If there was like an...
Viagra is a legitimate... pharmaceutical drug.
All right, let me ask you this.
It doesn't have Doug Flutie's face on it.
If Gene Simmons endorsed an off-brand Viagra pill that did work, would you see that as fitting or would that be sad?
Sadly fitting.
Okay.
Because I get it. This is what he's selling you. You know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And it's all in one pill.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
It's all there. It kind of fits with him. If Sammy Hagar was doing a, you know, off-label Viagra pill, that would make sense to me. Right? Take your pill. Take your Cabo. Well, again, I don't know if you're supposed to mix alcohol and Viagra.
I didn't know the dude was almost 80 years old.
Well, yeah, man. They're all almost 80 years old. All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. If Sammy Hagar endorsing vitamins is not the saddest rock star endorsement of all time, what is?
So I did find a couple that are interesting. Okay. I don't know if sad.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne did a I Can't Believe It's Not Butter ad in the 2000s.
But he also made a fool out of himself doing a reality show.
Alice Cooper did a Staples Back to School commercial.
I actually remember that commercial. Do you remember that?
No.
It was pretty funny. He was all dressed up as Alice Cooper, and he's walking down the aisles, and there was a Muzak version of School's Out for the Summer playing over the speaker.
He also did one with Baker Mayfield.
Oh, right, right, right.
Remember, he goes over to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to return the boots?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Like, Alice Cooper answers the door. It was kind of funny.
But no, it was. But Alice Cooper has also been a pretty big square behind the scenes his entire
life. He's a big golfer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so, he shows up at these pro-ams and stuff.
Yes.
With, like, Bill Murray.
Exactly. So, like, I see that. It doesn't really surprise me, right?
You know, but he kind of leans in on the joke.
Yeah. So, like, Billy Idol, I know he wasn't, like, a rock and roll, like...
He had a good run.
All right, but he was in a Bank of America commercial.
It was one of those jokes, like, he walks into, like, the boardroom.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, that's the opposite of rock and roll, is a Bank of America commercial.
So, Rat did one.
Rat?
Yeah. For one of those ads where, like, this house has got rats.
Yes.
Oh,
and all of a sudden, Rat is performing in the kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah, but, like, okay.
Funny.
Here's the thing.
Hey, you know... Didn't get to see Rat.
I guess if you're
much.
Making like a joke out of it, it makes it less embarrassing.
It's when you get serious.
Yeah.
Like Sam, see, that's the other problem is he's seriously trying to tell you, man, look at me, I take multivitamins.
I think that's a fair argument you're making. I would also argue the level of star you still are matters. Because like you bring up Rat.
Yeah, there has been.
Exactly. Like Rat's going to be on a bill with four other 80s bands if you're going to go see them at all this summer, right? Sammy Hagar can still sell tickets, and he's got more money than God.
Oh, yeah.
Alice Cooper, if he would have put a tour together, can still sell tickets, right? Like, they shouldn't do this stuff. Rat should have to do this.
Yeah, because they don't need... That's the whole point. They don't need the money.
Exactly. What are we
That's what always pisses me off when I see... I know you're rich. You don't need to... You don't need to, like, trick your fans into stealing their money.
But it's all starting to go this way. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What are we missing? What is the weirdest rock and roll endorsement commercial of all time? You know, you bring up, you don't have to do this. Every major artist are now selling their catalog of music, and the reason they're selling them is because, or these companies are buying them, is because they want to use these songs in commercials.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
They're going to license them to movies, TV shows, and, you know, Buick.
Yeah, because I remember, like, Zeppelin... was used in a Cadillac ad for years.
Yes. I mean, hell, if there was one guy that was never going to sell out, it was Bob Dylan, and he sold his music to Victoria's Secret and appeared in the commercial.
Yeah, that's pretty low.
Well, I mean, the Sex Pistols did a butter commercial.
But again, it's the Sex Pistols.
But it's the Sex Pistols.
I know.
I mean, like, you don't get more counterculture at the time than the Sex Pistols, and they did a butter commercial.
I mean, I remember when Mick was pushing his line of Bibles.
I'm actually in shot with three.
Let's not forget, the Rolling Stones, before they hit it like huge, did a Rice Krispies commercial. We played the commercial one time.
Yeah.
Kimmy, can you find it on YouTube when you get a chance?
Get the hell out of here.
Bro, we've played the audio.
Wait, from the 60s?
Yes. The Rolling Stones did a Rice Krispies commercial where they did a song for the Rice Krispies. It was in the 1960s. We'll give Kimmy time to go find it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, I am now having a hard time. Because, like, Iggy Pop, you want to talk about counterculture?
Well, Iggy Pop's pretty obscure.
He was weird for the sake of weird. He cut himself on stage on purpose.
He also took a dump on stage.
Yes, he did that. He did a commercial for a company called Swift Cover Car Insurance. Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
All right, Kimmy, let me know when we have that commercial from the Rolling Stones. All right, thank you. I guess what I'm getting at is I'm now having a hard time coming up with an artist that is so committed to their art that they aren't taking money.
I guess everybody will grab the cash at this point.
But, like, all it took was Dylan to be like, okay, and then everyone was like, boom, just the doors blew open and everyone started taking money. Do you judge artists for doing this?
Well, the ones that came up, you know, counterculture, 1960s, and now, like, you're just pushing crap on me, that's sad.
Okay.
I mean, Kiss sold out from the get-go. You know what I mean? Like, certain bands, you know... Van Halen wasn't trying to make a difference politically or taking a stand on a war, you know what I mean, one way or the other.
Sure.
I mean, you know
it was just a party.
Yeah.
Kiss was just a party.
Yeah, so throw me some Pecker pills and some tequila and we'll have some fun.
All right, so you're saying if your music had a message, you shouldn't sell out.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, like Crosby, Stills, Nash, you know, guys like that.
Yeah. I mean, look, well, did Neil Young, he didn't do the Budweiser commercial. He did This Bud's For You as a joke.
Oh, he did? That I don't know.
I can't remember. All right, Kimmy, we have the Rice Krispies commercial from the Rolling Stones. Go ahead. Okay. That's the Stones, bro. They wrote an original song
for Rice Krispies.
For Rice Krispies, and then went on to become what they were.
Yeah.
Right?
Icons.
You think he still eats Rice Krispies?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe.
The actual commercial is even funnier.
With champagne.
It's a cartoon.
Champagne, cocaine, and Snap, Crackle.
Yes. Mm.
All right. I mean, you know, what? The most interesting part about this whole thing is like selling out, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, well, it is.
Is now so built into being an artist that, Kimmy, we don't even blink when modern artists. Like,
It's more shocking that an artist doesn't endorse anything.
Well, because most of their tours are sponsored. Like, they have titles sponsored with big banners. Like, if you go like an old rock and roll shows, they didn't have Bud and all that stuff behind him, right? Like, Elvis didn't have, like, a huge endorsement behind him.
No, you're wrong. I mean, Elvis didn't live long enough. He would have been the guy that immediately sold
out. No, but I'm saying, like, in the beginning, there were no endorsements. They were just artists on stage, like Buddy Holly. You know what I mean?
No, I get what you're saying.
I could see Buddy Holly doing, like, eyeglass commercials, you know, if he was still alive.
Well, right? I would have done, like, you know, like, airlines.
No.
Well, but one, a better one.
Yeah.
No, but like what I mean, Kimmy, is like, you know, like every major artist now has a product that is aside to their art. Like Rihanna.
Like something they actually put their name on.
Yeah, like Rihanna has lingerie and she has makeup. Sabrina Carpenter, you know, got together with Dunkin' Donuts. Taylor Swift is a thousand.
But those girls
look
like models to begin with, right?
But I mean, like, what female artist didn't look like a model? Too.
Well, back in the day, a lot of them.
And you're right. There are men that have. Like, think about country music. Every country artist is tied to or has their own.
But they're beautiful girls.
Whiskey line. I was talking
about. But you couldn't have like Janis Joplin doing like Maybelline ads.
You picked
them. Get one ain't down like me, man. That's me and Bobby McGee. No, man, she was homely.
Like, you know, yeah, but she'd be endorsing something. Like, there'd be some product.
You picked the one average-looking woman from 1960 till now.
Some of them chicks look beat up.
Name another one. You can't.
Oh, Grace Slick.
Oh, she was hot.
Hot to who?
Grace Slick was good-looking.
No, she wasn't.
Out of your mind. We're
and by the
here.
Way, definitely don't give me that, because if she popped up now and I liked her, you'd hate her.
Well, no,
she ain't your type, my man.
What does that mean?
I know what it means.
What does that mean?
Whatever it means, it means.
Well, no, I asked you. You're the one that said it.
I'll let you know in 4 to 5 weeks.
You know, it's funny. It just drives me nuts, right? First of all, it's 2026. We're having an argument about whether or not Grace Slick is hot. Right. Second of all,
Mama Cass, it's another smoke show.
Okay, you pick.
In a smoked.
There's
ham.
Been three women in pop culture history, pop music history.
But you didn't have to
history.
Be good looking to be a hit back then.
No, I understand, but that was kind of why it was beautiful. It's like the talent spoke for itself.
Yes, it did. It oozed through their ugly faces.
Kimmy's making a face.
What?
Nothing. It's just funny to me because you're old. There are people who don't care, like there are artists that don't care about their looks. Like, you're only paying attention to like the young, cute ones.
Well, who's out there right now that's fugly and making money?
There are a lot. There
you
are
can't
a lot.
Name one.
Yes, I can.
Fugly tour.
But you wouldn't even know them anyways.
Well, because
so
they're
really
not
matter.
Popular.
Well, but why would you know any of the music today? Yeah. Like, she could. Just
I'm very
make...
connected with the young people. I talked to Breezy. I talked to Hope.
Oh yeah, I heard you guys talking. About
I talked to Spizzano.
Grace Slick earlier.
Yeah, we were having a slick off.
Oh, boy, would this be a change.
What's going on?
A change welcomed by, I believe, most men who think they can handle this, no problem.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite of what the state has actually been trying to do. And if this is rolled out, it does feel like the negatives would outweigh the positives, if there was even any difference at all.
But everybody's doing it.
Oh, in that case.
Yeah.
You're hanging out at the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How'd you like to drive 70 miles per hour.
Damn.
That is a new proposal by two New York State lawmakers. It would make the thruway speed limit 5 miles per hour faster.
Yeah, let's open it up a little bit.
So, fun fact.
What's up?
Did you know that New York is only one of 7 states in the U.S. that have kept the 65-mile-an-hour speed limit?
Yeah, Florida's wide open.
The two lawmakers that presented this, they argue that the technology and modern features in vehicles today make the 70-mile-per-hour speed limit safer, and that by not doing this, we are being left in the past compared to the majority of America. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, 70-mile-an-hour on the thruway. Good idea, Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, people are doing it now anyway.
Okay.
Who drives 65 dead on the nose? Nobody.
No, there are people because I pass them. I mean, there are people driving 65 in the right lane.
I mean, it ain't a lot.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
70-mile-an-hour on the thruway, good idea?
I here's the thing, like, because it's 65, you're going 70 because you're thinking in your mind, well, it's five over the speed limit. So if they bump it up to 70, you know people are going to push it even further.
Come on, 80.
It is shocking when you go, when you cross the border to Pennsylvania and it switches over to that 70 mile per hour speed limit. Like, it's until you get used to it, it's a little bit scary.
You don't like it?
I guess if you're driving a long distance, it makes it go a little quicker.
Especially if you're out in the middle of nowhere.
I don't know. My fear is always, like, if you change something, people take it to an extreme. So, okay. Like, if you're used to it being that way, it's different. I don't know.
All right. So, let's start with something you just brought up here and you mentioned.
What's that?
If you change the speed limit to 70 miles an hour, I think the first question is, would there even be a difference? Because to your point, everybody's doing 70 on the throughway anyway. If they made this change, are state troopers going to adjust to 5 miles an hour higher where they're going to write you a ticket? Or will they be more strict about how far you're allowed to go over at 70 miles an hour?
Oh.
Like, will I
get be less lenient?
Will I get a ticket now at 74 if this were to happen, where I wouldn't have gotten a ticket at 69? Do you get what I'm saying?
I got you. Right? I got you.
Because it's possible they make the change to 70 and everyone's still going to do 73 because 74 gets you pulled over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably what's going to happen.
So then why even change it?
Yeah.
Gonna spend a fortune on signs.
Oh my God! How much does a sign cost?
Their signs are shockingly expensive.
Really?
A highway, Kimmy. We Google what a highway speed limit.
I thought
sign
the
costs.
Government gets a deal on them.
Yeah, the sign governmentsigns.com.
We probably make them in prisons.
If there is an adjustment where, like, troopers will allow you to drive 80 on the throughway without pulling you over, now it's become dangerous, like super dangerous.
Yeah, but these cars are designed to so safe now. They
these
even
cars
said.
Are designed, Kimmy. To so safe now.
They got all the sensors and everything. You're fine.
Okay. Speed right now is so dangerous in New York.
It is? How dangerous is it?
Thank you. We talked about this. The state was toying with doing the opposite of what we're talking about
pulling
here.
Back.
Remember last year, they wanted to implement governors in cars.
What is this,
statewide.
Jimmy Carter? I say drive 55.
Well, yeah. That was because of gas shortages.
Well, true.
Okay. Look, I mean, like, they wanted to put something in your car that could keep you from going over X miles an hour in certain places. And by the way, I don't know if that idea is completely dead. And the reason the state wanted to do that was because since COVID, we as a community are driving like maniacs. Accident rates and deaths due to speed are, like, way up.
I thought we were down.
No, we did this story like 8 months ago.
You said crime was down. I thought speeding was crime.
Okay, I guess that's a fair argument to make.
Yeah.
But, like, we got used to driving like dick with no one on the road during COVID. And when everything went back to normal, we kind of stayed that way. And I don't think a higher speed limit would make that any better. In fact, I would argue it would make it worse.
So how do the other states do that have these open, you know, faster speed limits?
That's a good question. That would be some data I would like to see. Like, do we?
It's also crazy, too, some of those speed limits staying 70 when you're winding through, like, hills and stuff. It does blow my mind that they allow people to do that.
And I would argue that the thruway is one of the busier interstates compared to, like, the 70 that you see in Indiana, Ohio.
Yeah, I guess it's just kind of straight and flat.
Yeah, you know, but there's people all around you. Like, yes, you're right. Navigating a hill at speed would be dangerous. But I think driving 80 while someone else next to you is also driving 80 would create some dangerous situations.
All right.
The room for error and mistake is, like, zero.
That's so close. It's like NASCAR.
Bro, you think you can handle driving 80 miles an hour?
Hell yeah.
No, you can't.
Easy. I grew up in the 80s, bro.
You can barely see over the steering wheel.
Seeing ain't needing.
252 WCMF, two New York State lawmakers have presented an idea to raise the thruway speed limit to 70 miles an hour. They argue not only has modern technology in cars, safety features made 70 miles an hour safer, we are one of only seven states in the U.S. that have kept the 65 mile an hour speed limit. Everyone else outside of those other six are 70 or higher. There are some states that go 75, 80 miles an hour. Kimmy, what does it cost to make a speed limit sign?
It says between $30 and $150.
Buck and a half make you laugh.
Buck and a half make you laugh.
Come on, we got
it.
Go home. We got it, baby.
I mean, I wonder how many speed limit signs exist on the thruway. You think it's more than 1,000?
Well, I guess they post them every 5 miles.
Are you just going to make, just made a number up?
5, 10 miles?
You didn't have to make a number up.
I'm going to say every 10 miles.
Nobody asked you to guess how many miles between every speed limit sign. Well, Kimmy is looking at it. Here come all the tough guys. James writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. You guys drive like girls. Tommy knows what's up. You like dying? You don't want to die like a bitch? Nick writes, judge me if you'd like, but the ticket threshold is often 77 mile an hour. I'm also curious if it'll be 82 before I get a ticket. Depending on what I'm driving, the better gas mileage is around 65. That's the other interesting part of this.
What's that?
You know, you brought up Jimmy Carter. The reason why in the 70s miles speed limit stayed at 55.
Well, it was a national mandate.
Because it makes your car more fuel efficient.
Yeah, so the states had no control over it.
You got it. I don't know if you're watching what's happening in the world right now. But it's entirely possible that gas prices are about to spike.
No. This is going to lower everything.
How would that work?
That's what I heard.
How would that work?
We're going to just take all the oil.
How are you going to do that,
though? Put it in New York.
How are you going to do that without putting American kids on the ground?
They got it all worked out. AI oil.
All right.
Delicious on pasta.
If we have oil prices spike, gas prices spike, or we have a trouble.
I mean, a brief little spike to $100 a gallon. Barrel. It'll come down.
What the hell are you talking about?
It goes up and down.
That's three times what a barrel of oil costs right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the best time to be encouraging people to go faster.
There's never a good time. You just got to do it.
Well, shut up.
It all evens out.
Look, we also have to keep in mind.
What's that?
Just because you think you can handle 70 miles an hour or whatever the actual
speed
becomes.
Well, your kids should be able to drive 70. Jesus Christ, man.
It doesn't mean everyone will be able to handle it.
Yeah.
The 19-year-old kid that's going back and forth to college, that kid gets to do 70. The 82-year-old visiting his grandkids in Batavia, that guy gets to do 70. That guy you see on his phone in a giant pickup truck that backs into his parking spot, paying no attention, swerving in and out of lanes, that guy gets to do 70.
No, the old lady hitting the donut shop, she'll be doing 70.
That's what I'm saying. Like, not everybody should drive 70 miles an hour. Okay. God, I hope you die in a car accident. And I mean that with all due respect.
I really appreciate it.
Look, at the risk of sounding like a massive bitch, this is a terrible idea.
Why is it so terrible? Then all these other states would be just like horrible places to live. You're going to tell me South Carolina is totally clear?
Well, no, because they got the Darius Rucker Invitational going on right now.
That's right, buddy.
No, look, man, your argument to me, my argument has been gas, it's going to hurt gas prices, right? Or, it's going to guzzle more gas, right? The safety issue, we don't know where the tickets are going to show up. Okay. Your argument is pretty cool, man.
Well, think about this. Back, there was a time in this country. There was a time.
I did it
That the Midwest did not have speed limits out on the open road.
Sure.
And they drove those big ass, John Dillinger 18-cylinder Packards, firing machine guns out the side, robbing banks. Nobody got hurt. Except for the people that were waving at John Dillinger at the wrong time.
Why was he shooting at him?
Oh, he didn't know. They thought he was, celebrating something.
Is it true?
Like Saddam Hussein did.
Shut up.
That hurt.
Grace Slick and Saddam Hussein. We're crushing it in 2026 this morning.
I always thought this was like a thing. I guess I never confirmed it. But if you don't see a speed limit sign for like miles, isn't the assumption that it's 55?
Here's the thing. On a new car, it tells you what the speed limit is.
No, not necessarily.
Oh.
So there are some times with your GPS or in your dashboard, it won't have anything.
It won't have anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know why somebody told me that once, so I just ran with it. But I always thought like if you went miles on like a highway or something and never saw a speed limit sign, it was like automatically 55.
I mean, we can go with it, but there's my daughter, she plays hockey. When we drive to Ithaca, it takes me the back roads.
Yeah.
And there are like some like gravel roads that are straight on that have no speed limit signs.
Well, those don't count.
But those can't be 55. There's
no
way.
I mean more like highway, like stretches of
highway.
No,
this is like kind of a stretch of a highway. Like, it's just not totally paved over. But you can't tell me it's okay to drive 55 on that.
Well, if they don't establish a speed limit, I think you could just do what you want.
What are you basically?
That's post a sign. Well, gosh, $150 for the sign up. You didn't do it.
It was only a matter of time before this guy showed up. Brian writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. There shouldn't be a speed limit at all. Do like Germany does. Let people drive the speed they feel comfortable. Is he referring to the Autobahn?
But I thought that did have a speed limit.
Kimmy, can you Google if there is a speed limit on the Autobahn? Thank you. And, like, do we know that it's safer on the Autobahn compared to, like, here? Like, just because they allow people to drive faster doesn't mean, like, people aren't dying.
Well, they're all in Mercedes. Pretty safe car.
Is that a safe car?
Oh, my God, yes.
Now we got guys bragging about how fast they drive. Jimmy, I drive 75, cops will even give me a second look, man.
So that would also mean like the truckers, everybody gets the whole ass now.
Also think about that.
What?
Giant-ass tractor trailer.
Doing 80?
Swing it in the back, doing 80. Kimmy, you were saying. I'm sorry.
You asked if there was a speed limit on the Autobahn.
Yes.
It says yes, but only on specific sections.
All right.
Damn. So 70% of the Autobahn has no fixed speed limit, offering a recommended speed of about 81 miles an hour.
Holy Christ, man.
What are you freaking out about?
That's cool.
That's cool sign.
Yeah, because they all have nice cars over there.
Aliana writes us.
Aliana.
Duffy at WCMF. She says, Kimmy is correct. Unmarked roads automatically 55. Let's not assume that. Aliana and Kimmy. Look at how Kimmy's worried she brought it up. All right, let's take a break.
All right.